Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and this is Carl from Incredibly Strange Films, Film and Stuff, and of course, Deviant Legion. And we are here tonight as part of Spooky Season with a commentary watch of a very unique film. Spooky, yes, it's Spooky Season. And of course, that's my wonderful co-host, Miss Rachel. Say hello, Miss Rachel.
Hello, Miss Rachel, and I just want to let everybody know that after my 10 days of driving Miss Daisy, I mean Carl, he has safely returned to the wild New York lands. We have released him from the folds of Memphis just in time to do another Spooky Season special.
Yes, this is true. And I must say it was a wonderful vacation. We did have a show yesterday, but
spooky vacation.
Spooky. Absolutely. And it was an absolute blast. And one of the things we did was visit my former podcast partner in Knoxville. And we had a great time, and then he was at the Knoxville Horror Fest, and we want to dedicate this show to Stephen. He is not feeling too well. He's in the hospital in Knoxville, and we wish him well and for a speedy recovery, and we love you dearly, man. Seriously. So just wanted to say that.
Stephen really quick. I was really, really fortunate, you know, our on-air personalities, we really, really enjoy fucking with each other, and it may seem like we hate each other, but we absolutely do not, and I love that man to pieces. It was great to finally get to meet him, and I am sure that once he gets better from his ills, he'll love to come home and watch this show and the movie right along with us.
Absolutely. And hopefully we actually are going to probably do a show with him on Saturday afternoon if he's feeling up to it on his network. And I'll explain that when we do housekeeping at the end. But what we're doing tonight is we're doing a movie called Dracula, Pages from a Virgin's Diary. And it's by Guy Madden, who's one of the most iconoclastic Canadian film directors out there. He's from Winnipeg, and, you know, his films like Tales from the Gimli Hospital, My Winnipeg, and Saddest Music in the World, Brand Upon the Brain. This man is unusual. He also really works with the silent film style and that. So you've got that. Also, this is completely silent without music, and it's a ballet. So this is something a little different for us. And both Rachel and I have classical music backgrounds and growing up in a classical music family. So why don't you talk a little bit about that, Rachel, and I'll just chime in at the end.
Well, you know, if you guys don't know, Carl certainly does, and that was part of the vacation. He got to meet my wonderful classically trained mother, who at one point in her life was the youngest card-carrying member of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. She is now a vibrant member of the community orchestra, so not as much pressure, but also you're not getting paid for it. And so I grew up with my mom taking me to concerts and basically living in orchestra pits. And when I wasn't doing that, I was at one of my many, many dance classes I had to take for physical therapy purposes. And so Carl did not realize that until today. He's like, I don't know how much you know about ballet. And I'm like, I could puke ballet. So this is going to be interesting for me.
Yeah, and for me, my mother was a church organist, and one of the things we did as a family when I was very young was go to the Pittsburgh Symphony, and we also would see ballets and things like that. When I was growing up, all I could do was listen to classical music or Broadway music. I couldn't do rock and roll, not until later in my and then I found stuff that my parents really didn't like in classical music, and that sort of broke the whole thing open. So So here we have a movie that is the story of Dracula, based on the novel, also based on a stage play. It's all done in ballet, and it's all done silent. And I'm basically ready to go, Miss Rachel. How about you?
I guess let's do this thing.
Okay.
Now, we probably need to mention that this is on one that we don't normally use. This is on Criterion because it's an oldie but a goodie. So everybody get your Criterion app or free trial ready.
And look for Dracula Pages from a Virgin's Diary. And if you are there, you can go along with us. If you are not, please pause right now. Get it all set up, and we're about ready to go. We'll do the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. We're going to start the countdown now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Now, this was done for Canadian TV. Okay? It was done for the PBS station in Winnipeg. And it's relatively short. It's an hour and like 16 minutes.
Not bad.
And it's Canada's Royal Winnipeg Ballet. And we have an Asian Dracula.
I'm okay with that. Has anybody seen the news that Nick Cage is going to be playing Dracula in a new movie called Renfield?
Yes, I know. It kind of frightens me a little bit.
I'm kind of here for it, though.
Yeah. I am, too, actually, but it still frightens me. Still frightens me.
Oh, absolutely. Now, they said it's going to be a comedy, so like a dark comedy. So that's definitely Cage's wheelhouse as of late. Oh, here we go.
And here we go, directed by Guy Madden. Now, all the music you hear is Gustav Mahler. Just look at that. This is all black and white.
Beautiful.
And it's just, oh, it's gorgeous. I do love Renfield in this.
Now, I was an adult when I actually first read Dracula, and I'm going to tell you, let's see, it was about 11 years ago when I first read Dracula, because I had a new cell phone, and it came with some free books on Audible, and that was one of them. So, of course, I sat down and read through it. It's a lot more boring back and forth than you would expect from, you know, all of these adaptations of it for film and stage and everything.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things here I want to say is he talks about immigrants, and that's one of the great fears. Immigrant, and it's still feared to this day, particularly for Republicans. But that's a lot of what this book is about. You like that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Like, she's a total hoe bag already. I'm loving her.
I love the camera work here. And she's
all
on
right,
a swing.
Which Pikachu is she going for? I see you, Pikachu.
It's Renfield.
Oh, and that's actually what the Nick Cage movie is going to be about. It's about the love-struck Renfield.
Yeah.
So this is all coming together.
Yeah, and you'll notice that this does follow the book rather more than the film.
Yeah, it actually does, strangely. Because, yeah, in the beginning, Lucy's got, like, all these bros knocking her doors down. And
oh, yeah.
She can't figure out which bro she's going for, and that's what a lot of the back and forth is. It's just whiny letters between her and other people
like
going.
The Tingler, much like the Tingler, it's in black and white, but you see the red of the blood.
Yeah.
But you can see how you would look at this and you would think it's a silent film. I mean, from that era,
oh,
from the 20s. And there's our Dracula.
Except for the fact that Dracula's a hot Asian dude.
That's a hot Asian dude, man.
You heard it here first, folks. Mark my words, that is one hot Asian dude right there.
Now, this film was actually done in 2002.
And see, we can't call it a black and white film because now it's going sepia.
Exactly. And so he does a lot of this changing from black and white to sepia to a little bit of color. He's certainly aping the whole style, and also with the tinted, with that circle type of thing that's right there. I don't know what they call
yeah.
it, but the lens, the type of lens. But dance is so, you know, the control that you have to be a ballet dancer is like, I can't imagine having that much control over my body. There's no fucking way.
Well, you know, it does involve intensive work. And that is something that movies like Black Swan were really
right.
good at showing is, you know,
it is
cult-like dedication to the craft. And you have to be, you aren't a ballerina. You become ballet. Like, that is it. That is your entire life. Ballet. Done. If you're going to get to this caliber of ballerina, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing is their careers don't actually last for very long at all.
No, they don't. I love that ventilator, man. Good God.
Oh, yeah. The maid-powered ventilator.
But notice the Vaseline on the...
Yeah.
Lens and all of that. I mean, and the editing to this. Imagine you're doing this as a film and you've got this movement and you've got to do the editing and everything. I mean, this is not easy. Oh, lovely.
Oh, Lord Homewood. Such a fop.
You know, you were put in a dance class because of physical therapy. I was too, but I did tap dancing. I couldn't do this.
Oh,
shit.
We did ballet, tap, and jazz. I did all three. Ballet was always
my favorite. I was so always moved around and that sort of thing. They thought tap would be the easiest thing to do to train me to control my hypertension.
Yeah.
No, isn't that a great shot for the? When I mean his technique as a director is just amazing to me. And there's nobody else that's doing anything like this.
You're all sick and shit. We want to take care of you now.
Mm-hmm. Just so smooth in the movements. I mean, just amazing. And the body control. You know, a dancer, if you see a real dance, any type of dance in film, look at the body control. One of the best ones I can think of off the top of my head is one of the few times that Bob Fosse was on film doing an actual piece, and that's in The Little Prince. He plays a snake. And just the body control and everything that dancers can do, it just amazes me. I mean, I'm very envious.
Yeah.
Wonderful shot.
Oh, absolutely.
And let's talk about choreography here. We're talking about camera placement too, but the choreography, whole thing about holding the hat down with, I'm pretty sure that's Van Helsing.
Yeah, definitely Van Helsing. He's always the one with the briefcase.
Yeah. Et cetera. I like that.
I know, I was looking at that. Click.
You know, what you ought to do is when we're done with this, you got to get it to your mom to watch. I think your mom would love this.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a little forward.
Yeah. That's even more forward.
Yeah, Madden will do that.
Yep. Jig is up, lady. You've been vampired.
Well, she's not a vampire yet. She's being controlled.
No, I know. But she's been vampired. She's not been turned into one. But she totally got vamped by Dracula.
Yeah. Got him. Now, the interesting thing about this, you would think that ballet, perhaps, is not the best way to tell the story. But for me, this is incredibly erotic.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Just, now, you would agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to turn it down just a little bit. But the music is really important to watch this because there's nothing else to listen to but the music.
Yeah.
Whoops. Whoopsie. What have I done? What am I turning into? And her expressions, too. Just...
Mm-hmm.
She's turning into
she's
a slut.
Horny. She started out the movie as one. Now she's just more blatant about it. She's all like, hello, boys.
I want your dick. Well, actually, I want your neck. Let's do some necking.
I want to suck your blood. Yeah, that's it.
No, nah, we're not doing any Jean Rollin films this year. Sorry. We're not doing that. Patrick Crane and I considered that, but we decided against it.
I like how she's playing her own music. No.
Yep. Love that organ. Oh, my God. Look at that. That is just wow. She spilled herself with polluted blood. She's been drinking too much.
Go home, Lucy. You're drunk. Steven Van Helsing. Well, she's too tired to even be pissed off that they took her scarf away.
Yeah. So, what do you think of the costuming?
Oh, I'm loving it. I was going to mention, I really loved her robe, jacket, yeah, cover up. Can't think of the word right now.
And all those men with those vests.
Oh, yeah. No, okay. Don't even get me started on that. Like, I'm salivating over here. Love me some vests.
Well,
I am 100% here for this costuming.
Okay.
I mean, the only thing that they're missing. Oh, now we got one. Van Helsing. See, there we go. You got to do the 3/4 sleeves. You got to do the roll up with the cuff right there. That just instantly makes a man in a button up shirt like 100% sexier. It's a fact. You can look it up online.
All right, I'll remember that. At church, I'll roll up my sleeves.
Yeah, just to that 3/4 point. Yeah, there's something about it that just, I don't know, it really fucking works. Okay, so now we're all doing the transfusions. Trying to get rid of that polluted blood. Mama's sitting back in her glass coffin.
With the respirator.
And all the maids are like.
I love that fucking organ.
So does Renfield, apparently.
Well, yeah, there's Renfield, but there's the organ, too.
Well, I know, but it showed the organ, and then Renfield was, like, jumping up and down behind his bars, and it was like, Renfield loves the organ,
yeah,
too.
They're tired. They gave all their blood away.
But look, she has some in her cheeks. So, yeah, they're incredibly expressive with their dance. And I just want you to understand how much control they really have. Because these dancers, the women in this, are walking flat-footed with toe shoes on. Meaning that
okay,
they're walking
explain
flat-footed.
That.
Okay, so toe shoes are the type of ballet shoe that you dance in when you're doing this kind of dance. You have to have a specific kind of shoe to be able to get up on the point of your feet and spin around like that. It's, you know, they have like either a wooden block at the end of them or they're basically they're made like stone hard. So it's actually like a bit of a block on the front of your foot because at
okay.
the front of the toe shoe, that's the part
oh,
that
God,
you get
that
up
would
on
hurt
and
your
spin
fucking
around.
Toes. Oh, my God.
So, but imagine if you've got a small block strapped to the front of your feet and you're trying to walk flat-footed. It's kind of like if you're wearing flippers. Like if you're wearing flippers when you're swimming and, you know, you walking with slippers on and you've got that big old space in front of you that you're not used to having and you kind of have to walk like a duck. Imagine how much control these women have to walk with blocks of wood strapped to the front of their feet, still be graceful with it.
Jeez. That sounds so fucking painful. It's not even funny.
Oh, it is. Ballerinas look beautiful on the outside, but if you've ever seen pictures of what a ballerina's foot looks like under the slippers, it's grotesque. It is, I mean, it's painful to look at. It's gut-wrenching. Like, it's bad. And that's what I was saying the other day is, you know, I have dancer's feet. I just never destroyed my feet by becoming a dancer.
Yeah.
Because you will. You will absolutely destroy your feet. I mean, watch videos of ballerinas prepping their toe shoes where they take it and they're like slamming it into door frames and stuff to get it soft enough to be able to wear on your feet. It's crazy. So ballet slippers look really pretty and delicate, but they are actually some of the most hardcore footwear you can find, man.
What is this enigma?
Research, research, research. Vampire!
I almost considered that film, too, as a watch, which is 1930 Carl Dreyer.
Yeah.
Which is also on my dream. But I decided this one because yesterday we had a wonderful, wonderful podcast with Paul Carupe. And he runs connexploitation.com.
Yeah, you see how she's on her toes like that? But look, you can see when she's walking backwards, you can kind of see how the block is just extended past her toes or where her toes should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, imagine walking forward like that and not looking like a fucking duck.
Yeah, really. You can see that the toes, she's up on her toes.
Yeah. Well, I did not know you didn't realize that about ballet. So, yeah, there you go. You learned something new, and now you have even more respect for these people, because holy shit.
Oh, absolutely.
And just as a complete side note, I have to say this because my eldest kiddo just walked into the room. This kid made some three-ingredient peanut butter cookies yesterday that are so freaking amazing. Sorry. I just had to say that. They came in here with a cookie, and I'm like, oh, shit. Forgot we had these cookies in there. I need a cookie for this movie.
I'm having some of my German chocolate.
Ooh, nice. Which one?
Hold on. This is the Alpine Milk chocolate with hazelnuts.
Mmm.
Yeah,
okay, and these guys are not getting nearly enough credit. The people who are in the background, the prima ballerina, she's all great and shit. She gets the really complicated stuff. But these guys are the fucking show, okay? Because they're doing more dancing than anybody. They're in, like, every fucking scene, in the background, in the foreground, doing stuff. Like, let's just give a round of applause to our background dancers here. They're amazing.
Mm-hmm. And then I had a friend of mine in New York, this is back in the 80s, Larry, and he was what they called, I think it was called a mark, where he was basically an extra for crowd scenes and that.
Oh, look, Carl, it's me.
Yes.
Stocking up my garlic for my next meal.
Yeah, definitely.
That should be about enough. Maybe. Sorry, you know I love garlic. Although it is funny because I've explained to you my ancestral roots here, and as far as it goes, I'm actually probably the closest to being an actual vampire. Closer than anybody you know, at least. Well, you know, I think I've told you that before. They did the family history, and So for those of you who don't know, I am a descendant in a direct kind of way of the late, great Vlad Tepish, who he and his son were the inspiration for the books Dracula. Yes, Vlad the Impaler.
I love those devil stands. Freaking love those.
Oh, I know. And again, amazing background dancers. Like, they don't get nearly enough credit.
No, they don't. And they're all in tandem. You know, I mean, it's seriously.
Like, fantastically so. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to look more into the Winnipeg Ballet, because these guys are fucking great. Oh, hello, sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That was beautiful. Yeah, Lucy's
and
all great
devil
and all
costumes,
that.
Those devil costumes were fucking great.
Dude, everything in this one is great so far. I am, like I said earlier, I am 100% here for this costuming. And the fact that they're doing it as a movie means that they can take a few more liberties. Like, the fact that she's wearing those gorgeous earrings, you would not be finding any jewelry on this bitch on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a big, big no-no on stage. You really do not wear jewelry, especially when you're doing things like dancing. That can literally kill a person. You know, one earring falls off at the wrong place, somebody steps on it, and dies. Uh-oh. She had died.
I think so.
Uh-oh. She had died.
Yeah, she died. Now, Van Helsing, you'll notice, is not doing a whole hell of a lot of dancing.
No, he's not. He's really doing a whole lot of stripping, though, because, like, every couple of scenes with him, he's taking off his hat and coat and just, like, throwing it at the maids.
Oh, maybe we're talking about the Magic Christian here. You probably don't get that, but that's okay. I have a scene in there where an actor does a striptease and doing Shakespeare.
Of course.
Death
is
only
the beginning.
Yes.
Well, that was cool.
And again, I've got to mention the choreography here. Of course, that's part of dance, but it's an important part of dance.
It's like the main part of dance is choreography.
Well, you know what? People don't think about that, right? They see dancer, and it's, to me, I understand that there's choreography there. But the dance is of a total thing. It's the dancer's abilities. It's the music. It's all of this that comes together. But one of the main parts, if you don't have choreography, you do not have any type of dance.
Well, yeah.
The blooper lady.
Okay. Master does it. Master brings her back. Hello, Master. What's up? I want to see this bitch dancing. Come on. We hadn't had enough of him yet.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, he's there.
Oh, to be Lucy.
Again, that whole thing with the arms and then bringing them down very, very slowly in a choreographed way.
Yeah.
That's the thing about choreography. You almost don't see it if it's done well. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at that lighting, man. That lighting is just, holy shit.
Lizzie's all like, oh, I was resting so peacefully, but, you know, you're kind of hot. I guess I'll go with you.
Yeah.
I mean, we know how Lucy is around the dudes. She's she's all about it. Yay! Appeared again.
Do it again! Do it again!
It's like, all right, I'm just gonna leave you right here. All right, no. Jamesa said I love you too fast because he is backing up real quick. But I love you! And he's like, it's only our second date.
Oh, all right. I'll dance with you. So I don't know how many of our listeners or you have seen ballets on like PBS or that sort of thing. But this is a lot different than what you see on stage.
Oh,
like it comes. Okay, and that's the whole point of Guy Madden. Guy Madden will take something like this and make it his own. Look at that background. And just
the editing alone, like that snow is totally fake. You can tell when they get real close on it, like they are now. There's no way that you could do this as a stage production because of the editing and things. Like it really. I don't know.
But
he's kind of subverting the ballet tropes here. Okay, see what. 3/4 sleeve, automatically hotter.
In slow motion.
Yeah, Jeremy says it's like showing an ankle.
Nice. So Jeremy is watching this? That's cool.
They're in and out. The kid and the husband, yes, by the way, faithful listeners, I'm now officially off the market. I was officially married a few weeks ago, but if you have any questions or concerns, you can contact my husband on the Deviant Legion website. Or through the Deviant Legion website. They're in and out watching bits and pieces of it because they're also out back grilling brats.
Nice.
You left beer brats at my house, Carl.
I know.
And Jeremy fixed the grill.
I left them for you.
I know you did. Really, you left.
I left the Limburger cheese too. I left the Limburger cheese.
Okay. The Limburger and the olive. I mean. Yeah, I'm aware. I know what kind of fancy cheeses are in my fridge.
So do I.
Oh, I like that red there. I like his flash of red, and he is done. That's cool. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was a little leery about this from your description, but I was like, I'm going to give it a chance, Carl, and you know I will.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I have so far.
Oh, yeah.
There's not anything like I could have expected, even from a description. Oh, now she's Vampire Lucy because she got the lipstick.
And the blood.
Unalive.
Undead. Undead.
Yes, she has been unalived. No,
no kissing.
Freak, this isn't Snow White. That is correct. She is as pale as Snow White. Oh my God, with lips as red as roses, is Snow White a fucking vampire?
Yep.
I mean,
and
she
I gotta
does
say,
come back
dance,
from the dead in the end.
This dancer is damn good, by the way. And everything, her facial expressions, everything. And she's up on her toes, kids. It's fucking blocks. Now maybe you can tell how much I love Guy Madden, because you have never seen anything like this before.
No, I really haven't, and I'm very excited for it. Because I don't have a problem with black and white movies. I really don't. I watch a lot of them, actually. One of my favorite movies is in black and white. Yeah, that's Singing in the Rain. No, that's actually not. Anyway. I'm here for this. Like, this is great. And it's great because instead of, like, you see in a normal ballet, which is a really minimalistic set most of the time, because you're really focused more on the dancers, like, they're dancing around and through and using set pieces, and it's fucking amazing. You wouldn't see this in a real ballet. She's like, yeah, bitch, I did it. I beat your ass. I'll do it again.
This is a great dance, too. I mean, this is just amazing. The slow motion, everything that he does here, Madden is in control of all of this.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, he's very intentional. Very intentional with the way he edits things. And he's doing the slow-mo to make it look jerky and out of control. And
right.
Because that's what he's trying to get across, is that she is out of
right.
fucking
to
control.
Convey. Yeah.
And you're right, her expressions are fantastic.
Uh-oh.
Oh, damn. She day-odd. For real day-odd this time.
Yeah.
You know, that's actually got to suck. As the prima ballerina, you're supposed to be, like, the main focus, but doing the Lucy role in Dracula.
And then they decapitate her, by the way.
I see that. That's beautiful. That's what they did in the book. You're supposed to stake him through the heart and decapitate him, and then you've got to, like, burn the heart or bury it somewhere.
Yeah.
Get a completely different place than the head. Yeah.
So you've got a ballet that is probably the closest translation to the original novel.
Surprisingly, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been noticing that. Like, there's a lot of, like, minor details in there that are just, like, weird details from the book. Like, the fact that she had multiple suitors and she was engaged to that, like, Lord Holmes, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like,
and generally,
writing love letters
they start,
to
they start more with Mina and Harker in the movies than with Lucy.
Yeah. That was an interesting thing. Because in the book, a lot of the letters back and forth are, you know, Mina and Harker, and they're talking about Lucy. But Lucy's not, you know, an actual character until, you know, the end, or towards her end, when they have to stake her ass, you know.
Infants for supper?
What was that?
A manly... Now, I should mention this, that Guy Madden is gay and part of the LGBTQ community. If you don't believe me, please watch his short film, Silly Boy Slap Party, and you will be convinced. Trust me.
Comfort in a nearby convent. still scares me to this day. I'm suffering from a case of brain fever. Harker waits for Mina to come to the conference. My mom always threatened to send me to the Ursuline Convent if I didn't straighten up. She knew where they were still an operating one, but I finally called her bluff on that one when I looked him up, and I was like, ha ha, the Ursulines are no longer accepting new members, bitch.
Nice. I gotta go after your mom for that. My folks thought I'd either become a lawyer or a priest. Boy, were they wrong. Now we have our second ballerina. Again, control. It's the dance of the nuns. And Rachel has been raptured. She will call back here momentarily. But again, we take a look at this, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful background dancing. The music, again, I want to talk about Gustav Mahler. I should give you a little bit of background on Gustav. You're back.
I'm back. Notice I got raptured right as the scene popped up that it was saying it was the convent of St. Eulalia or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I am related to the man that Dracula is based off of, and I always seem to get raptured on these religious scenes.
Yes, you do. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, yeah. And you've noticed I keep my house dark like a fucking mausoleum.
True.
I really think What?
I was just going to say, actually, I'm okay with that. I like it dark myself.
Yeah, I keep my house dark and cold. And I am slightly anemic. I do have blood issues. And, you know, us vampires, we put out that myth about the garlic just so that you would bring us more garlic. Really, vampires are descended from Italian people.
So one of these days, I think we've got to do a watch of George Romero's Martin, which is another one of my favorite odd vampire films. You'll notice that my vampire films I love are not exactly normal.
Yeah.
I mean, we did do Blood and Donuts. I mean, seriously.
Which I loved, by the way. And no, I wasn't bawling like a baby at the end of that. Not once. No.
Oh, horseshit.
No. They were in the kitchen cutting up a bunch of onions. It's the dust. I'm allergic to dust. And, you know, he turns into dust at the end, and it got into my eyes. That's 100% fact.
Horseshit.
Oh, and can I just say I am loving Mina, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I always thought that of the two, Mina was the prettier one. Like, for some reason, they usually pick a prettier one for Mina.
Right.
Yeah.
Now Mina is more prim and proper in this sense. At least she comes across that way.
That's why she's actually wearing clothes and not a hoe bag dress. I mean, we had Lucy in spaghetti straps, and this lady's covered from, you know, neck to feet.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Lucy's all in the beginning like, I wish I could have all the men that want to have me. We should do a thing and all of us get married and just do it with each other. And Mina's all like, you know, maybe that's how you got yourself infected with the vampire disease and steak. Because you're a dumb hoe. So, yeah. She's all like, see me? I'm not being a dumb hoe, even though I look like I'm about to go down. Oh, geez. Yep, there you go, guys. Oh,
okay.
I have shown you my collarbone, sir. I thought that we were married.
And again, I love the music. I'm a huge fan of it.
Now she's going to go to hoe territory. She's all like, touch me, touch me. And he's all like, no, we're not married. And she's all like, we can change that. I'm already wearing a white dress. Do this and then go bone in the fortress.
Why is it that vampires and lots of monsters go after virgins? Okay? If that were the case, the first thing I would do when puberty hits is fuck somebody. Then no monsters are going to come
right?
after me. Seriously.
Exactly. I mean, that's why I did it.
I had to wait for a while. Nobody wanted with me until college, so.
Oh, well.
She's definitely going after his dick.
She's going straight for the D in Dracula. You see him waking up in his tomb like, yeah, that needs to be my next wife. This lady knows her way around a zipper.
I think it's actually buttons, but that's okay.
Well, it was supposed to be buttons back then, but... I'm pretty sure that's a zipper on the back of her dress. Yep, those are zippers.
Okay, but still.
Now, they're not trying to be a period piece, though, so I'm not going to go off about the zippers on the costumes. Like, oh, my God. Plus, I mean, they're doing a ballet. Even though that looks like a really pretty, like, stiff lace dress, I can guarantee goddamn to you that's actually a stretchy, flowy lace. It's, like, super lightweight and stretchy.
Okay, I have to mention the camera angle there. Coming from up above was really nice.
I've just always loved when they do dances like this with the scarves and stuff and the juxtaposition of the white and the black and just... And don't forget, these ladies were all dressed like maids like 20 seconds ago. Well, no, this is the second act. They did a costume change for the second act, but... Yeah, like, this is gorgeous. All of it. I really think that putting it in color would have detracted from a lot of this. Ugh, there's my man.
Oh, look at his eyes, too.
I actually like her eyes. She's got some gorgeous peepers there.
Oh, man. Take a look at that shot. God bless.
She was just trying to go down on a guy in the park. Why is she acting all shy now?
Not really.
And am I going to get to see Dracula in a vest at any point? I need him to take this overcoat off.
And now all his brides are in white now.
Oh, and Carl, you will love this. I told you they were in and out making dinner. Well, they're sitting down in here now, happily eating some bratwurst that you left for us and some macaroni and cheese with some New York sharp cheddar in it.
Nice. I'm glad to contribute to your dinner tonight from 1,200 miles away.
Well, you know, they say that the distance, the absence makes the heart grow fonder, but I could not be any fonder of you than I already am, Carl, especially after I put some of this cheese and brat in my mouth later.
Well, both of us are into feeding other people. We believe in that, you and I.
Oh, like that's like my whole MO is feeding people. I think you get that now. You see my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mess because I'm constantly feeding people.
Either that or like when I was down there, it's like going to all these great restaurants too, because, you know, and that's what I do when people come up here. You know, I know all the good restaurants. I know where to go.
Well, I think you finally discovered and can now verify that, yeah, I know where the good shit is.
Absolutely. Friggin' lovely. There's his best, by the way.
Oh, yes. Here we go. Roll those sleeves up, and I'm going to need a minute and some paper towels.
Maybe a drool bucket, maybe?
Yeah, we're already working on that.
I would say that if you see a ballet of this that's actually done on stage, it's not going to be as sexually provocative as this particular rendition.
No. And I like how he just, like, absolutely controls them when he's dancing with them.
Yeah.
Because that's literally him doing that. She's not moving at all.
No.
And how, like, if you notice when she did that dip there, it looked like she was doing that on her own, but the way she had her arm wrapped, her ascent was entirely controlled by him moving his arm.
Yes.
And by the way, I know this is stupid, but I love having flashlights like that, the ones that you can crank to charge and you don't need batteries for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Those are amazing. So fucking helpful. I had a shake weight version of one of those once, too, but it's really weird
sit there and notice nothing. I wanted to bring up, notice this set, okay? And then the camera will go behind in front of them. And so it's an immersive experience in the way
it
that
is.
They film
it. You don't see that when you're watching a ballet. You don't see behind and around. You just get a flat, you know, it almost feels two-dimensional.
Right. So he's expanding the visual palette of this film. By so many different ways, by the black and white, by the sepia, by, you know, the flashes of color, by in and out of focus.
Yep.
Then that shot
the
of the light,
there.
The lens flare right there. Almost in like a tic-tac-toe type of situation. And that's all designed. That's all meant to be there. Okay?
Well, I know.
Well what I'm trying to bring out to the people listening to us and watching this is the control. We've used that word a number of times with this, right? But it's incredibly controlled. and that's the visuals. That's everything. That's what Madden does. That man is a control freak. He wants it to look exactly in a specific way.
You can tell. It's very Fosse-esque in the sense of how, again, controlled all of the movement is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what made Fosse a master.
Right, right. And that, and we mentioned Fosse earlier in his dance in The Little Prince.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's also Fosse Burton, if you want to if you want to take a look at that relationship and Bob Fosse, we recommend that highly.
Yes, absolutely. But the fact that he was able to get other people to control their bodies like that, that's why he was so fantastic. It wasn't just what he could do personally. It's what he could make other people do. And, yeah, he was a fucking douchebag. World's biggest asshole and a very scary man. I like that. Cuckold's counterblow. All right, so they're killing the brides of Satan over here.
And they're doing it not with stakes and that. They're doing it with, like, spears.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Get some distance.
Yeah.
Wait,
can't
no.
do it. That's Mina.
They didn't mean to. He was just so sexy. Oh, what a hoebag. He didn't even give her a scarf. He gave Lucy a scarf.
Yeah.
That's just wrong, dude. I mean, Mina's like 10 times hotter. If you'd have just
actually,
given
I'll
her
go
a scarf,
for the SWAT.
You could have baffled
okay
him for a few
SWAT.
Days.
Yeah. Actually, I'm okay with the SWAT, so, you know, I'll take Lucy. That's okay.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Like we said, Mina was trying to blow that dude in the park.
That's true. Money stolen from England. Damn immigrants.
Oh, no. That's why they didn't want him there. It didn't matter that he was, like, killing livestock and shit. Because they're tired of people trying to push immigration reform on them.
Yeah.
Unclean! He's like, back up off her! She may be half vampire, but she's still stupid hot.
The other thing I want to bring up is here we're watching a film version of a ballet based on graphic that is completely silent and with music. And, like, I don't know about you, but I'm enraptured. This could go on forever, and I would be happy.
I'd be pretty okay with it, especially if I got more of Dracula here. But, you know, the other guys are good, too.
Ouch!
Yeah, I was about to say, pox on you. Pox on you.
Love that little bit.
He was trying to steal the money back. Uh-oh. He's going after Van Helsing. Van Helsing's like, no, bitch, no.
You have to kill her.
I'm a killer. Van Helsing's like, I don't care. I'm too old to boner anymore. I'd kill you both. I won't regret it. Watch me feel her up, buddy.
And it is all about sex, guys. Again, everything about this is just so unique. And well, Van Helsing doesn't exactly have a vest.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But he's not hot either.
No, and he's getting a little creepy with the girl's undergarments, so...
Yes.
Oh, damn. My greatest enemy, and also my greatest love. Oh, and that's the other thing about ballet. Men don't go on point. He's all like, oh my God, you're just like Lucy. Here I am trying to give you the gift of eternal life and you run off to another fucking human dude. What is up with you crazy bitches?
This is an interesting dance move.
Yeah.
And choreography. There is some homoerotic sense in Dracula. In many ways, he's bisexual or whatever, the pansexual, or he doesn't give a shit, right?
Yeah, Dracula, I don't feel is very, you know, lusty as far as the flesh. He just wants people's blood.
And, of course, the crucifixion sense of this, too.
Yeah.
And now you see the green.
Well, we've seen it a few times. Oh, let's see.
I tell you what, that smoke machine is getting a workout.
Yeah. Machine. All like 50, 1,100 of them.
Nice. by slowing the dance down, you get a better feel of the movements and where you can see this slow movements and all of the control that these dancers have.
Oh no. She's feisty. They're going to corner him. No. No.
Of course, this harkens back to the previous dance like this.
Yeah.
Again, the editing of the film is just like fucking amazing.
It really is. And now they're going to get all stabbity.
This is relatively gory, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely that. Cool, they're going to cut his head off, too. Okay, I just think that's funny because that's what Vlad Tepes was famous for, was, like, staking people in front of his castle.
Right.
That's why he was Vlad the Impaler. And now we get to keep all this stolen money. Yay! What a happy ending.
There's the first real color shot of the whole movie. They go off into the sunset.
You mean the sunrise?
The sunrise, yes.
And he's just going to save that for a little later.
And there you go. That's Dracula Pages from a Virgin's Diary. So Zhang Wei Qiang, Kara Birdwhistle, and Cindy Marie Small, damn.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to have to look into the Royal Winnipeg Ballet, apparently.
And this, as I said at the beginning, this was filmed for public television in Canada, the Winnipeg station.
Dude, I wish they'd play stuff like that on American television.
Seriously. Well, Great Performances is pretty good. Has been over the
years. Yeah.
But nothing this odd. Because let's face it, what we watched here was a very unusual conglomeration of things. You know, we're not just watching
the grip trainee listed.
Yeah.
That's cute. Okay.
So. Final thoughts on Dracula Pages from a Virgin's Diary. Talk to me.
I loved it. I was, like I said, I was really skeptical at first from your description. And by the way, you can't say no sound, because every time you said it was completely without sound, I was like, is there music in it or what? But
I did say later that, of course, the music was there. But, of course, I'm talking about in terms of no dialogue. It's all silent in that respect. It's filmed like a silent film. Of course, silent films had music, too. Let's not forget that.
Yeah. A lot of times in the early days, the music from the silent films would actually be played live in the theater.
Yes, either by an orchestra or by an organ.
Yes.
Theater organ. Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep, yep.
I knew a couple of theater organists in my time. Really good. So that, my friends, is Dracula Pages for a Virgin's Diary. Remember, it's on Criterion. It is so wonderful, and I'm glad you all were with us for that. Now, at this point, we're going to talk a little bit about what's upcoming on Deviant Legion, do a little bit of housekeeping. So let me get to the episodes here. And, of course, we just finished that. I do want to just mention that yesterday, and it's on the Deviant Legion page and ISF and all the places that we post and Blog Talk. We had a wonderful guest, Paul Carupe, and we were talking about horror movies from Canada. And he's the head of Canuxploitation, so you want to check that one out. Tomorrow, we continue our Doctor Who series. We're in part three now, and we're going to be talking about monsters and aliens, which, of course, is perfect for spooky season. Then on Friday, Adam Ferenz is going to be doing the Cathode Ray Mission, and they'll be talking about the director, John Carpenter, with special guest Troy Howarth, who just wrote a book about John Carpenter. And it's a great book he did from Amazon. On Saturday, we have Rock This Town Radio with TC, and it's called Stop and Go, and it's all songs that either have Stop or Go or both in the title. Then on Sunday, we are very, very happy to bring back Noel Vera. Noel Vera is a film historian and also a reviewer from the Philippines. And we're going to be talking about weird horror movies from the Philippines. And we're going to be discussing that on Sunday. And then on Monday, which is Halloween night, we are doing a commentary watch on 13 Ghosts. That's the remake. That's the 2001 remake. And Rachel will be with us on that. And also, of course, Vicky Love. And we'll be doing that on Halloween. And then on the next day, which is Day of the Dead, okay, and that is on Tuesday, we are going to be doing a watch of the Babylon 5 episode, Day of the Dead. We're going to be doing that with Adam Ferenz. And you're certainly welcome to join us on that, Rachel. So that's our spooky season finale. That's what we got. I want to thank everyone for putting up with us for not having shows for the last 10 days. I was on friggin' vacation, and I enjoyed every minute of it, Rachel. Just wanted you to know that.
And we did, too. Everybody misses you, especially that damn black cat, Coco.
Oh, my God.
How's she
doing?
She's being a puddle of void in the middle of the laundry right now. She's been moping in the laundry for days.
Oh, I miss her. She was my buddy. How's Skeeter, by the way?
She got a catnip toy today, and she barely even hissed at me.
Wow. That's a good thing. I tried with her. I did it the best
thing
I could, my cat whispering. Tried.
It happens. She's better than she was.
Okay, well, that's good. All right, folks. Any final thoughts? Miss Rachel, before we head off into the wild blue?
That was definitely fantastic. Certainly one that people should watch, even if you're not really into, you know, black and white and silent films. It's not quite that, so.
And ballet and all that stuff, you should still give it a shot. And if you like that film, please check out the films of Guy Madden. He is a very unique talent. And he's someone I really, really appreciate as a great director that more people should know his work. All right. So for Rachel and for everybody, I want to thank you all for coming on with us tonight. And I think it's time for us to say good night. Shall we say good night?
Good night.
Good night, people.
Good night.
Have a good one. Good night. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Bye.